Today, we're going to talk about being a beginner, because I think it's something we sometimes forget to do or be okay with when we become adults, and yet there is still so much to learn. We think we've got to have it all figured out, or that now that we are a certain age, we should know things, these things, that thing, all things. When I was in my 20s, my brother taught me some essential things about the importance of being a beginner as an adult. I've never forgotten them. They are useful at any age. So today we will begin again.
I am but a part of this. All I am is all I give. Everything that comes to me comes as sure as I will breathe.
Do you crave clarity and insight? Do you sense that your intuition is trying to tell you important things, but you have a hard time trusting it? Do you want access to your own internal wisdom and to understand how it operates so that you can guide your life in ways that are meaningful and satisfying? Well then, welcome. I'm glad you are here. I'm your host, Aimée Cartier. I've been a professional psychic since around 2007. I'm the author of the book, Getting Answers, Using Your Intuition to Discover Your Best Life. I've been teaching others to understand and use their own intuitive and empathic abilities for more than a decade. Join me each week for true stories and tools that will inspire you to take seriously your own inner knowing, that internal sense that you have uniquely tailored to you and designed to not only set you on the roads that are best for you, but also help you avoid the ones that are treacherous. It's time for you to own your intuition. Welcome. If you listen to my Own Your Intuition show, radio, or podcast version, or you are a student of mine, you know that I am all about aligning with nature's cycles, right? And that winter is best for relaxing and recuperating as much as possible. It supports the blooms of spring and summer. One of my favorite things to do to relax is to get out my colored pencils or markers or watercolors and put color to the page. So this winter, I've been enjoying myself by making intuition coloring pages. If you want these coloring pages, I'm gifting them to you. I've just put together my first free downloadable Know Your Intuition coloring pages. They are going to help you recognize when you are and when you are not trusting your intuition. Free for you. The link is in the show notes. Also, my How Do I Know If It Is My Intuition self-study course is ready. You can find a link in the show notes or go to aimeecartier.com/knowintuition. I recently heard someone say something about how so-and-so couldn't retire because they didn't know what to do with themselves. And I was like, what? That would not be a problem for me. I literally have notes in my journal about things I'd like to learn about or spend time doing. Just as one example, I'd love to dive into learning all the details about moon cycles, including what the moon does to ocean tides, for example. I dream of having pages of diagrams and learnings about this that I have made and colored in an online journal. I have about 5 books that I've already written but not yet published. So, yeah, unfettered time would be totally useful for me. I can think of so many things I would do. I recently read that Laura Ingalls Wilder did not publish her first book until she was in her mid-60s. And with the demands that parenting makes on me in my life, and that I prioritize that above lots of other things, when I read that about Laura Ingalls Wilder and 65 years old, I was like, oh my gosh, that is heartening. I have more I would like to write. I could go on and on here about how I would and could occupy my time if it was totally free to give, which at the moment it's not. But I'm bringing this up today because we are going to talk about the joy of being a beginner, which is something you can do at any age, it turns out. But it took my brother to show me this when I was in my 20s, and I'm going to tell you that story today. Every new moon, I gather with my Solutionary Students members, and we do what I call New Moon Deep Dive. It is a time and space to connect with our own wise knowing and hear what she has to say to us. And one of the things that came forward for me on this last new moon was singing. Do more singing. So let's start at the very beginning. It's a very good place to start. Just kidding. I mean, I'm not kidding that that came up for me in our new moon deep dive or the fact that I've been singing more, but I am kidding that I am not going to sing that whole song, nor am I going to sing my way through this whole podcast episode. Though I have dreams about singing too, but not in a rock star kind of way. In any case, I had to do that because when I was thinking about this episode, that is what arose in me. I was singing it over and over in my studio. It just spontaneously came up. Spontaneously slash also because where I live, the Sound of Music is up on the docket for the kids' musical performance this May. So as preparation, my daughter and I and my husband were watching The Sound of Music the other day. It's such a brilliant movie. One of my all-time favorites, really. The writing is so perfect and the songs just lovely. And the message, pertinent. In any case, all that aside, today I'm going to tell you two stories that happened with my family. Not with my kids and husband, but my siblings. One which happened over 20 years ago, which I also just mentioned, but it's what I think of as the moment that my younger brother taught me to learn. My brother, Matt, and I both got guitars at the same time, the Christmas of 1996. We went with my mother to Guitar Center to pick them out. My brother was a senior in college. I was just out of college. Though the thought was my brother's idea, I glommed on and said I wanted one too. I always thought it would be wonderful to have an instrument on which I could play the melodies to sing along to, one that could accompany me on adventures across the world, like a guitar can do. That winter, before I left for the Peace Corps, sitting in front of a crackling fire in my living room in southeast Portland, Oregon, I learned exactly one song, Blowin' in the Wind by Bob Dylan. A few months later, in March of 1997, I faithfully lugged my guitar to West Africa with bright hopes for all the songs I would learn to strum while there. In the 2.25 years I was there in the Peace Corps, I remember learning one song. I think it was something by Bonnie Raitt. During the journey, at the end of my service, when my brother came to live and travel with me, I learned one more song, Moonshadow by Van Morrison. Three songs in roughly 3 years. After I returned from the Peace Corps, I went to visit my brother where he was an apprentice potter in northern Minnesota. And during that visit, my brother said, "Come on, a few of us are getting together to play. Let's go. you can play my guitar. By this point, my brother had mastered the guitar and was already also very proficient on his new love, the banjo. I was horrified. "I can't play with your friends," I said. "I'm terrible. I can barely even play." My brother stopped gathering the picks and rummaging around for the capo, turned around, looked me straight in the eye, and in a mystified tone, he asked simply, "How do you ever expect to get better?" It was like the train of my brain came screeching to a halt when he said that. "What?" I said back to him, dumbfounded at this connection. "How do you ever expect to get better if you don't play with people who are better than you?" he repeated. "How will you learn?" If my mouth had dropped open, it most certainly closed at that moment, and I took a hearty swallow. "Oh," I said, quietly, still reeling from all that he was implying. It was in that moment that my brother, my younger brother, who was also far superior at something we had started at the same time, taught me the art of learning. In about 20 words, he taught me several things. One, that it is okay to be a beginner. Two, it's okay to be seen as a beginner. And three, doing so is necessary if I want to progress. I have not ever forgotten that moment. I still think of it as the moment my brother taught me how to learn as an adult. By example, I saw that it was his unabashed comfort in being a beginner that helped him master talents, guitar, banjo, pottery, to name a few. In the years since, he's added fiddle and clogging. That's where you make the beat of a song by dancing on a board. That's what clogging is. I, in contrast, have long since given away my guitar and forgotten the three guitar songs that I learned. It turns out that learning guitar just wasn't my thing. But the gift it gave me in this interaction with my brother was a show-stopping moment for me. A gift, really. The interaction revealed to me how uncomfortable I was at being a beginner. I was in my mid-20s at the time, and for my whole life, I had been ahead of the curve when it came to my peers because I'm the oldest and I had a sibling born 16 months after me, said brother. So I had already been walking for almost a year by the time he came on the scene. According to my mom, I walked at 5 months. So I had this lifetime of years in which I had always been ahead because primarily of my brother and his age difference with me. So standing in my brother's room, gathering instruments while he was still rummaging around for the capo, it was like shooting stars of understanding were going off in my head with every revelatory thought. I thought, this is the gift of being a second child. Ease in not knowing and learning. I do not have this ease. I am used to knowing. It is vital that I know how to learn and be okay with my failure, learning, and being witnessed in order to grow. For my brother, it was no big deal not to know something and or to have someone around who had already mastered it. See my previous walking example or just the being a second child. He was already 16 months behind me just by birth. So for him, it was just simply a fact of life and furthermore, a necessary step in the process of mastery. that moment of dawning understanding in itself was worth every country I hauled my derelict guitar through in Africa. It was a profound gift that he gave me that day, one that I have always since then been thankful for. Okay, so if you are just joining me, this is Aimée Cartier, and you are listening to the Own Your Intuition show. And today we are talking about beginnings and being a beginner and the freedom and joy and miraculousness of this, even if we sometimes forget that as an adult, or I should say, because we sometimes forget that as an adult, I am doing this episode. Okay, so speed forward in time about approximately 27 years. I am standing in my kitchen. So obviously 27 years from my mid-20s story. That's what I'm saying. In this moment, I am standing in my kitchen when I glance down at my phone and I see that I got a text message, a video from my sister Jackie. I unlock my phone to have a look. My niece, her daughter, Gwenny, who is 3 at the time, is standing in their kitchen next to the refrigerator. She lifts her leg off the ground. It looks as though she's angling for tree pose in yoga. You know, the one where one leg is bent with its foot nestling in the crook of the other knee, or thereabouts. Her body is waving around wildly in her attempt. My sister's voice from the behind the camera says, "How are you doing that?" Without missing a beat, my niece responds, "I have a good sense of balance." As she says this, her leg is kicking in and out jerkily, trying to gain a solid, balanced purchase in tree pose-ish. Her arms are flailing around wildly, and her face is coming in and out of this concentrated, straight-lined mouth grimace, all in an effort to keep her equilibrium. Now, think of an adult in tree pose. An adult, or even a child who was actually exhibiting a good sense of balance, would likely be still, standing serenely in this pose, steady, strong, as well, a tree trunk. Quite the opposite of what my niece is doing at the time of her proclamation. I watched this video over and over and over, chuckling to myself. When my kids got home, I showed them the video and we watched it several times, but I'm not sure my kids saw what I did because they weren't even laughing. They were just commenting on how big she's gotten and giving like, "I can't wait to see her this summer" exclamations. When my husband, Jason, gets home, I show him and we still watch it again a minimum of 3 times. My husband is chuckling right along with me. He's noticing what I see. What my sister behind the lens of this camera saw, the reason she sends me this perfect video. I couldn't stop thinking about the video. I loved it so much. And I inquired with my sister, "Where did she get this good sense of balance? Do you say that to her?" In which my sister responded, "I have no idea where she got this. She mentions it occasionally and always not with a good balance." I responded, "Well, she's clearly on her way," with that positive attitude. Later, a week or two after I received that perfect video text of my niece, and I am again watching the video on repeat purely for entertainment purposes, I texted both of my sisters saying, "I think I have a good sense of balance" should be our sister lingo for, "I'm not really good at this. It's all very new to me, but I'm trying and I've got a good attitude." And maybe that's everything anyway. That is where I am going to leave you today, with the lesson that I learned from both my brother and my niece, Gwenny, which is being a beginner is all about your attitude. And if you want to master something, to get better at something, to learn something, to enjoy the myriad of things that this life has to offer, the myriad of interesting things that you could learn about, there is zero shame and only goodness in being a beginner. This is Aimé Cartier. Thank you for listening. Are you one of the people who has been like, Aimé, I can't take your year-long program? Do you have anything shorter in which I could also learn to know and harness my intuition? Then yee-haw! This is for you. I've been teaching people like yourself to understand their intuition and get the goods that follow for over a decade. And now, for the first time ever, you don't have to be inside my year-long program to be in the know. I've put all of this into a short study course. It's about the question I get asked the most. How do I know if it is my intuition? We are going to blow the myths that hold you back from your intuition out of the water. We're going to talk about what science says about intuition, what intuition is, and I'm going to teach you the tell that your intuition always has that separates it from your fear-based ideas. It comes with a video, it comes with a document, it even comes with a workbook, which I don't know, that just sounds heavenly to me, a self-study course with a workbook. So I created that for you too. aimecartier.com/nointuition for all the details, or check the show notes. See you soon.
I am but a part of this. All I am is all I give. Everything that comes to me comes as sure as I will breathe.